See you all, everybody. See you at this Saturday. Weather is gonna be nice weather. Just come earlier there. Procession starts at 9:30. Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarada. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrijagacharya Stotara Sati Divine Grace Abhaicharna Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unamilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhistham Sthapitamena Bhutalai Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadhati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Invaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padanu Sahagana Sri Lalita Sri Vishakha Vitamsya Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vanchakalpa Parubhasya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnu Padara Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatade Sitarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2 Chapter 9 answers by citing the Lord's version, text number 23. Pratyadishtam maya tatra tvai karma duty. I'm sorry. Vimohite tapaha me hridayam sakshat. Atma aham tapasaha anaga pratyadishtam maya tatra tvai karma vimohite tapo me hridayam sakshat atma aham tapaso naga Pratyadishtamaya tatra Tvai karma vimohite Tapo me hridayam sakshat Atmaham tapaso naga Pratyadishtamaya tatra Tvai karma vimohite Tapo me hridayam sakshat Atmaham tapaso naga Vaishnavi, please. Pratyadishtam, sorry, ordered, maya, by me, tat, because this time is short, what can I do? Tatra, because of, dvai, unto you, karma, duty, vimohite, being perplexed, tapaha, penance, me, Ni, Hridayam, heart, Sakshat, directly, Atma, life and soul, Aham, myself, Tapasaha, the one who is engaged in penance, Anag, O sinful one, sinless one, big difference. This is the whole purport is about tapa and sinless. You all know where do I stand now, right? Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The first word here it says, O sinless Brahma. You may know from me that it was I who first ordered you to undergo penance when you were perplexed in your duty. Such penance is my heart and soul, and therefore penance and I are none different. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The penance by which one can see the personality of Godhead face to face is to be understood as devotional service to the Lord. Nothing else, because only by discharging devotional service in transcendental love can one approach the Lord. Such penance is the internal potency of the Lord and is none different from Him. Such acts of internal potency are exhibited by non-attachment for material enjoyment. The living entities are encaged in the conditions of material bondage because of their propensity for overlordship. But by engagement in the devotional service of the Lord, one becomes detached from this enjoying spirit. The devotees automatically become detached from worldly enjoyment, and this detachment is the result of perfect knowledge. Therefore, the penance of devotional service includes knowledge and detachment, and that is the manifestation of the transcendental potency. One cannot enjoy material illusory propensity, prosperity, if he desires to return home, back to Godhead. One who has no information of the transcendental bliss in the association of the Lord foolishly desires to enjoy this temporary material happiness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that if someone sincerely wants to see the Lord and at the same time wants to enjoy this material world, he is considered to be a fool only. One who wants to remain here in the material world for material enjoyment has no business entering into the eternal kingdom of God. The Lord favors such a foolish devotee by snatching all that he may possess in the material world. If such a foolish devotee of the Lord tries to recoup his position, then the merciful Lord again snatches away all that he may have possessed. By such repeated failures in material prosperity, he becomes very unpopular with his family members and friends. Someone familiar reminds you? In the material world, the family members and friends honor persons who are very successful in accumulating wealth by any means. The foolish devotee of the Lord is thus put into forcible penance by the grace of the Lord. And at the end, the devotee becomes perfectly happy, being engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, penance in devotional service of the Lord, either by voluntary submission or by being forced by the Lord, is necessary for attaining perfection, and thus such penance is the internal potency of the Lord. One cannot, however, be engaged in the penance of devotional service without being completely free from all sins. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, only a person who is completely free from all reactions of sins can engage himself in the worship of the Lord. Brahmaji was sinless and therefore he faithfully discharged the advice of the Lord, tapa, tapa. And the Lord, being satisfied with him, awarded him the desired result. Therefore only love and penance combined can please the Lord, and thus one is able to attain his complete mercy. He directs the sinless, and the sinless devotee attains the highest perfection of life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, now there are few points here. One is mostly is the penance, and another is sinful, sinless. These are the two points are given important in this purport and by what it is Lord is saying himself. This is Lord is talking to, letting to Brahma, right? So in the 7.4, first Lord says that Bhumirapo nalo vayu khammanu vidirevacha, right? The the five of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligent, ego, they are my energy, separate energy. And then in then it says in text 7-8, Bhagavad Gita is Rasomap Sukhanti. I am the taste of the water. Right? So what he is saying is that he says the taste of the water, that means the water taste is the quenches the thirst. In the water there is a taste and which quenches the thirst. So the active principle, the what is that active principle or essence of water is the taste. So the taste of Krishna's power, which is called Vibhuti. So similarly here, when he's saying tapo atmaham tapaso anaga, the penance, he says, the penance and I are none different. What does that mean? I was perplexed myself about that. Penance and I are none different. So Śrīla Viśvanātha Chakravarti Thakura, I'm going to read the commentary what he meant by that. And we'll talk more about it. Because here, Lord Brahma was perplexed. He is a secondary creator. He has given responsibility to create. But he's perplexed. He's struggling. He's going the stream up and down. Can't find his origin. Right? He's perplexed. He doesn't know. So what happened? The sound comes from the sky. He said, tapa tapa. He performs tapa, tapasya, performs penance. And by performing the penance, he is having the Lord's, he's seeing, as you read in the previous verses, he's seeing the whole Vaikuntha planets, darshan of the Vaikuntha planets. Right? So first thing he says, O sinless one. Because Brahma was sinless, and he performed that tapasya, so whatever tapasya he was performing, Lord was happy about it. That's what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is saying. One cannot, however, be engaged in the penance of devotional service without being completely free from all sins. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, only a person who is completely free from all reactions. Okay, but this is the purport I'm reading. I'm about to read the commentary. Now, Brahma was engaged. Brahma was given the order by the Lord to create. So that's why he says, even though you have performed austerity with a desire to create the universe, because I have inspired that desire and that austerity is pleasing to me, it is actually performed without desire. And thus I have sold you my planet. So the Brahma had that desire, but Brahma's desire was coming from whom? By Krishna. Krishna is telling him, create. So Brahma had to perform tapasya. And that tapasya was pleasing the Lord, and that's why Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, I am the austerity of all ascetics. Right? He says in Bhagavad Gita. What does that mean? Means the austerity is performed by the devotee of the Lord to please the Lord. For the purpose was the Lord is asking him to do, that austerity is none different from the Lord, is none different. That's what means the austerity is the vibhuti, Krishna's power. Do we remind someone when we talk about that? Tell me who. Yes, Prabhupada. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Yani. Right? Lord Chaitanya. He wants to spread the holy name in every town and village. He said that. So in the disciplic succession, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted, he said that when the time will come when the all the American and all the Western and Indians, they will be chanting holy name of Jai, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, in Mayapur. Right? So fulfill that desire, his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, keeping that in mind, he says to Srila Prabhupada in the first meeting that you preach this message in a Western culture, Western country, in the English language, amen. What he meant, the English language, right? Now Srila Prabhupada, keeping that in mind, because Srila Prabhupada was sinless, that's the main point, because he was sinless, what happened? He went through all the tapasya. Here exactly what is Lord Brahma is doing, right? Lord Brahma was given the order, they would create, and Lord Brahma was sinless, and that's why he was able to, so he was able to, what was the austerity was he performing for? Because to fulfill a desire of the Lord, that I have to create. And for that he was performing tapasya. Tapasya was pleasing the Lord, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writing. The austerity is pleasing to me. And actually perform without desire. And thus I have showed you my planet. So this is what actually Srila Prabhupada did. He performed the austerities to who? What to what? To please the Lord. So any austerity performed to please the Lord. And what the Lord did? Lord fulfilled his desires. Isn't it? Spreading the holy name every town and village. Opening 108 centers. Forming International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Right? So this is Lord. Lord does it. So that's why this austerity is favorable in a sense that Srila Prabhupada did it. That's why Srila Prabhupada able to sleep for 1.5 hours, go to sleep at 10 o'clock, get up at 1:30 and write a book. Where that austerity was coming from? Where was he able to do that? How was he able to do it? Old man, 70 years old man, how was he able to do it? Right? And traveling 12 times, traveling on this planet and managing the whole society. How is that? Because the austerity, the Lord, it was coming from the Lord. The austerity he was able to perform. Same look at the Raghunath Das Goswami. He would sleep 1.5 hours, sometimes even he forgets to sleep. So where is that power coming from? Drinking only handful of buttermilk and then up whole night and chanting Hare Krishna. My gosh, we have an Ekadasi where we have to have a good prasad on Ekadasi. Right? It's okay. Don't be discouraged. We cannot imitate Raghunath Das Goswami. We cannot imitate Srila Prabhupada. So the point is that in disciplic succession, the people, the parampara, the gurus are so merciful. The acharya goes through the difficulties. Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, he went through difficulties. Right? Acharya, who is acharya, he goes through difficulties. But he knows, but because he is doing the service, he's doing in this to please the Lord, which he has told him to do. So at the same time, that's why we say, with the instruction of the spiritual master, power also comes. Provided we follow it. And you all did it. all these Srila Prabhupada disciples, you all did it. How you all were able to go out? From morning 10 o'clock to 10 at night, go out in the snow and banging the mridanga and chanting Hare Krishna? I mean, how you did it? How you did it? Srila Prabhupada? Isn't it? Madhuragatmika, book distributor, big. She was a big book distributor. How did he do it? It was the Srila Prabhupada's power, right? Srila Prabhupada's potency. We were sinless? I don't think so. Coming from the background where we, birth, coming from the background where our parents, they were eating meat and doing everything, whatever. But how are we able to do it? That was the potency of the Lord. The potency of that Srila Prabhupada was carry on, right? Am I right? It was carry on. So that is the power. And then Srila Prabhupada says, you chant only 16 rounds. And just follow four regulative principles. That's also difficult, isn't it? Oh my gosh. When the 16 round is done, hang the bead bag somewhere on the I'm done. I'm done today. Isn't it? Kali Yuga, Krishna had Kale Doso Nidhar, Astiyak Mahan Guna, Kirtanadeva Krishna Sya Mukta Sangapra. Just simple, just one guna. Chant Hare Krishna and you will be going back to Bugade. But if beadbags allow you to chant, that's a problem. And beadbag allows you to chant, I cannot chant. Right? So the point is that the spiritual masters are so, so merciful. They are caring. Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. Right? So spiritual master is Bhakta, 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 Vatsala, 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 Vatsala. Most merciful. So now, Srila Prabhupada writing his own life here in this purport practically. Right? He told them he will become like a Birla, right? In the beginning. I mean, he had in his back of his mind, he had that this is my order of my spirit. So he thought, let me do the businesses. And I'll make the money and I'll use the money in this Krishna. So that was his purpose. That's what he wanted. He didn't want to make money, billionaire, and spare for his own sense gratification. No, what was it? Not for his own sense gratification, right? But what happened? He tried the business every time and failed. Right? And finally he comes, his 70-year-old man come in the Sindhya, that's a cargo even. That's not even regular ship which we see here, 2,000, 3,000 people sitting in the, and having the swimming pool and having the in that ship, having the swimming pool and having the bar and having the everything, play on the racket and all that. In the cargo ship where there is all the goods. How was he going through this, all this? Going through this just is the potency of the Lord because he had that order and he took up that order. So similarly, we might think, but Prabhu, I'm sinful, I'm not sinless. What should I do? No, that's why here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, what it says, Srila Prabhupada is quoting Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's quoting Madhya Lila 22nd chapter, text He's quoting, Srila Prabhupada is quoting in the purport, text 36 to 42. He says, what is Lord says in the second canto, third chapter, text 10? Akama sarva kamoma moksha kam vidarede tivrena bhakti yogena yajate purushampam. Whatever may be one's desire, whether everything or nothing or liberation, he is intelligent only if he worships Lord Krishna by transcendental loving service. So even if you have material desire or no desire, just you take the shelter of Krishna. Now, persons take the shelter of demigods, and that seems to be religious, because the demigod is a business. Demigod has a cap, they are devotees of the Lord, but they are wearing the cap. When you go to when you perform austerity, to ask the demigod, they have the cap of that giving you. Then they change their cap. This is a business. It seems to be religious, but it's not spiritual. It's not spiritual. But what Krishna does, then there is another. Krishna says, Krishna mercifully gives shelter of his lotus feet to those who engage in bhakti with desires of material enjoyment or liberation, although they did not ask for it. Then Krishna says, if one engages in my loving service but also wants material enjoyment, he is foolish, like a person who gives up ambrosia to drink poison. Doesn't this happen to us when we are engaged in devotional service? It happens. Then he says, Since I am intelligent, why should I give this fool material prosperity? I shall give him the nectar of the shelter of my lotus feet and make him forget material enjoyment. This is the difference between the demigods and the Lord and Krishna. With demigods you ask for it, they will give you, that's it. Business is over. Demigods, your job is finished. Now they're up to you. How you want to use it? For sense gratification, whatever. Not with Krishna. Krishna might give you, but Krishna will give you enough to make sure that you will come back to him. Right? That's why what Rupa Goswami says, if you really want to be devotee, don't go to the bank of the Jamuna where this black boy is playing a flute. Don't go there. Otherwise, you are in his net. Right? Then Krishna undoubtedly, then forceful shelter. Krishna undoubtedly fulfilled desires, but not in such a way that will cause one to again petition him to fulfill further desires. Krishna forcibly gives one shelter at his lotus feet, where one will forget all other desires. Srila Prabhupada, when he had to take, Srila Prabhupada, when he had to take the sannyas, he didn't want to, right? But the spiritual master is, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj comes 2-3 times in a dream, you have to take sannyas. I mean, for Indian people it's difficult, I'm telling you, to take sannyas. Because they're attached to the family, they are attached to families, particularly sons and daughters. They are so attached. It's difficult. See? Srila Prabhupada, I'm gonna give up my son, my daughter and 2 sons, and I have to take sannyas. But what happened? Then he had everything. He said, I was worried about my 2 daughters and one daughter and 2 sons, whatever. Now I have thousands of daughters and sons. Right? This is Krishna. Willful surrender. When one worships Krishna for sense enjoyment and instead acquires a taste for serving Krishna, he gives up his material desires and willingly offers himself as an eternal servant of Krishna. And who is the example of that? In the Srimad Bhagavatam?
Exactly.
Dhruva Maharaj. Right? What Dhruva Maharaj said. Swamin Krithartho Smi Varam Na Yache. I did austerity, Dhruva Maharaj said to the Lord, I did austerity seeking opulent material position. Now I have gotten you, which is very rare even for a demigod. I was searching after a piece of glass, but instead I have found a most valuable jewel. So I am so satisfied that I do not wish to ask any benediction from you. So we have a hope. Because devotional service, when we perform the devotional service, we get that austerity we perform, then we are in a bliss. But what happens? Because of we are not completely, it's like a fan. You know, fan is plugged out, but still the fan is moving, right? So still the fan is moving. Because of that, what happens? Sometimes we have that material just pops up. And if we are not careful in our sadhana, if we are not strong in sadhana, then what happens? That material desire takes over to us, to the devotee. And then spiritual life is on the side gradually. And first thing we give up is? What we give up first thing? Bead bag is just hanging on the wall. It's true. And then one thing after another, one thing after another. This is good. See? So this is what here Srila Vaishnava, this is what here Srila Prabhupada is saying, that so we have hope, because as long as we perform devotional service, now we're not gonna imitate Srila Prabhupada. No, we have simple. He has made a very simple to us. But if we follow that, what he has given, then the penance will be pleasing the Lord, and that's what here it says, and the austerity of all the ascetics. And also, why with this sinful activity? Sinful because what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks the question, right? What is one impelled to sinful acts? Even unwillingly, as if engaged by force, is the kama. Now, kama can be in many different ways, not just sex. Many different ways kama comes around. So Krishna says this kama is the which comes in context. So the soul had a desire, so soul comes in, we have brought here, so soul comes in contact with this modes of material nature, and it is a separate desire than the desire of the Krishna. But this whole original soul desire is to serve the Lord, but we had a separate desire. So Krishna gave us here, and we come in contact with the modes of material nature, and love turns into kama. Kama in many different ways. And this kama is sitting in the senses, mind, intelligent, ego, false ego, right? In the different degrees. Right? Just like a burns like a fire, it burns. But the point is that the process is, bhakti is so powerful that it will, if you keep following, then it will remove this. That's the process. So we keep following it. And that's what Srila Prabhupada in the purport is mentioning here about. Keep going on. Don't be discouraged. Just keep going on and on and on. Keep chanting. Associating with devotees. Keep taking prasadam. Right? Very simple. Simple for the simple and complex for the complex. That's what it says, right? Huh? Yeah, crooked. Still it's difficult, isn't it? It's okay, we have to go on. Any questions? Go ahead, Prabhu.
This is from Kapila Dev in the third canon. We were talking about the Lord, He gives benedictions, He gives liberation. He says, upon seeing the charming forms of the Lord, smiling and attractive, and hearing His very pleasing words, the pure devotee almost loses all of the consciousness. His senses are freed from all other engagements, and he becomes absorbed in devotional service. Thus, in spite of his unwillingness, he attains liberation without separate endeavor. So like you were saying, just by engaging in the service of the Lord, automatically everything is taken care of because Krishna takes the soul. He wants his children back. We're all lost children, and Krishna wants us to come back. So that's why we engage in devotional service.
The problem is to surrender. Because when you say someone to surrender, what are you talking about? I'm going to lose my freedom, man. You want to surrender? Surrender means I'm a slave. Right?
Sounds heavy, doesn't it?
Then the cops catch you, put the hands up. Surrender means he's going to put handcuffs on you behind, means there is no freedom. That's what people think. But actually, Prahlad Maharaj says, actual surrender means you are completely free. How is that in the spiritual life? Surrender. How is because you going to order Krishna what to do. Nanda Maharaj can tell Krishna, "Go get my shoes." Right? He can do that. Because of the fully, because Nanda Maharaj's desire is to please, is to he's a father, and there is loving relationship. In loving relationship, because of loving relationship, Nanda Maharaj can tell Krishna, and Krishna follows the order. That is the freedom. But when we say someone surrender, material world, of course, material, when you say someone surrender, forget, Prabhu, hey, surrender, hey, I'm independent. Don't tell me to surrender.
Well, that's why
but it's the real freedom. In spiritual life, you surrender means real freedom.
Give him prasadam, give him a book, and you don't have to scare him with words like surrender. You say, here, eat, read. Prabhu was talking about austerities once, and he told about how yogis put fire around them, and then they sit in the middle and practice yoga. Or sometimes they go in the winter up to the neck in the river and they chant mantras. But he said, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't say that. He says, dance, chant, and take the shot.
Well, that's our philosophy, chanting, dancing, feasting. So everybody come on
that's
Saturday
then. That's why we go to Rath Yatra.
So come everybody on Saturday. See you everybody.
Jai Jagannath.
Any questions? Any other comments? Question?
I have a question.
Okay, let him. He has a mic. 1 minute. Yes, Prabhu.
Haribo. So, if theoretically, if Lord Brahma would hear the word tapa, but it would come from Maya, not from the Lord, and if Lord Brahma would follow that tapa, taking austerity, what would be the result?
But that's why Lord here is saying the tapa was coming from me.
Oh, Lord is saying in the purport. Sometimes people say, well, Krishna told me something, but actually this is the mind telling them.
Well, but that's why we have to follow the line in disciplic succession. We follow the order of the spiritual master, right? Some devotee wanted to go in Mayapur, say, I'm going to chant. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to follow Haridas Thakur and chant, I'm going to sit down and chant 64 rounds. More than that, what Srila Prabhupada said? No. And then he didn't accept it. What happened to him? He was chanting for a while, then what happened? He was found on a gas station. Yes. And then what are you doing, Prabhu, here? Yeah, it's true. He was found on the gas station somewhere in the United States.
Doing what?
What was he going to do at the gas station? Pumping the gas. So we follow the instruction. Srila Prabhupada is going to give instruction according to how much you can take it. I have experience of that. Is that answer your question? Yes, Prabhu.
If you could possibly rewind your a really important message that you gave. Near the end of your class.
I'm sorry?
Near the end of your class.
Uh-huh.
There was a really amazing point that you were making. I didn't quite get it. It was just a few minutes before you ended. If you could check your notes again. I don't know.
What was the point was I making? This is Kali Yuga, I forgot myself. Can you give me some hint?
It was, you were looking at your notes.
Oh.
And you made a very astounding point. And I didn't get clarity on it. It was just near the end. Right at the end when you, before you asked your questions.
I was talking about the quoting the Arjuna asking the question to Arjuna with Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita from 336. Why the man is forced to perform the sinful activities because of the lust, kama, and that kama is the because of our separate desire. Soul had a separate desire than Krishna's desire. That's why Krishna brought us here. And then the soul is coming in touch with the modes of material nature and becomes kama. Yeah. Right? And the kama is in the senses, mind, intelligence. Is there in different degrees. Now kama doesn't mean the just the sex life, but kama is come in different forms. Too much eating prasadam, too much gulab jamus. Or wearing the anyhow, you know what I'm talking about. So that's a karma. So that's why we have to be careful. That's what I say. But the point is that if he's engaged in the service of the Lord and we do according to the instruction given by our spiritual master, then the internal potency will be, which is penance, will be for the good. In the material world, people are also performing austerity penance, right? So much austerity they are performing. But that is not pleasing the Lord. That Krishna doesn't say that is my me. Right? Here Krishna says the ascetic. What he say? In that sloka from Bhagavad Gita. He say, I am the austerity of all ascetics. Bhagavad Gita, it says that sloka, right? So I'm the austerity, means because the devotees perform the austerity to please the Lord, that is me and I'm very pleased. Lord says, I'm very pleased with you. That's what he's saying to Brahma. I'm pleased with you. You know, even though you were asking me to perform tapa, but because I had told you to perform to create, that was I have given. So if I'm tapasya, I'm very pleased with you. That is me. So for devotee also, what Sri is perform is Lord. And that's why sometimes devotee able to go. You do book distribution, right? Many times. You just go without, sometimes without eating, you go on distributing books. How is that? Where that austerity is coming from? From the Lord, that energy is coming, because that's what your order is. From your spiritual master. Is that?
Yes, thank you very much.
Is your son is here?
Yes, Amala.
Amala is here? I'm trying to reach to him. I call him 2-3 times. Yes. I want him to come to Rathyatra on Saturday. I know Nadia's birthday is that day, isn't it? So I'm telling him to celebrate there at the Rathyatra, but he doesn't answer the phone. Anyhow, this is beside the class. Any other question? Yes, Prabhu. That Prabhu.
I was just thinking in Lord Chaitanya, two of the things that he dislikes is offending devotees and associating very closely with the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, it you see, amongst devotees, it's so difficult when how to prevent offending in aparad as we discuss Krishna Katha. But it's very rare devotees don't necessarily discuss Krishna Katha with each other. They're wanting to discuss other things.
Well, go ahead.
And also how to have that very with associating with the opposite sex, how to do that properly, please, Lord Chaitanya.
Well, that's why we find as far as association with devotees, that's why we find a like-minded persons whom we can discuss. But this is a society, international society. Srila Prabhupada is conglomerate. All different culture bringing, we are all coming from different cultures, isn't it? We are all conglomerate in one society. And we are bringing that culture with us still. We are still not, I can say myself. Bringing that bag with us from this life, even this life. What about previous life? In this life, I'm bringing that bag with me. Right? So, and then it becomes difficult sometimes. So that's why we have to find a like-minded person whom we can be, who inspires us. That's why association is association is, there's a nice class about it, this association. Association actually is, if someone is, let's say, tracing the deities, okay? If today is tracing the deities, I think Mother Ekadasi dressed Krishna Balaram? I think so, right? So, if Mother Ekadasi, you meet her and you say, Mataji, you have dressed nicely today. How did you do it? If we deal with that association like that, that is inspiring, isn't it? If someone makes a nice sweet rice and nice gulab jamun on this Sunday, and we like it and we say, who cooked it? And we go to him, we admire that devotee. Unfortunately, we admire all the devotees after they leave the body. That's unfortunate, isn't it? Most of the time, we find a fault in the devotee. This is my nature. He didn't do this, he didn't do that, she didn't do that. But instead of talking the good about the devotee, and after they leave the body, then we talk all glories of those devotees. isn't it? But if the person does it, then you go say, Prabhu, this is. That's the association you learn from it. That inspires us. And I have to learn myself. I'm speaking basis and I can say, but I have to also learn myself. That. So. And as far as the opposite sex, that's a big topic. Well, I mean, you know, usually it is said that if you, you know, everybody cannot be brahmachari, and you have to, you know, at the young age, the desires are there, more of passion. Passion is there. Then you have to accept a grihastha life, and grihastha also like to, main thing grihastha life, according to my experience, balancing. That's where the problem arises in the grihastha life. We don't balance it. We go either this side or that side. You see? But if you balance it, train runs on the true track, right? So you have to balance it. And if you do that, then, and gradually, grihastha experience itself will give you itself that Hare Krishna, that's it. I'm done with it. Or if it's good grihastha lesson, continue. Is that answer your question? Is it really? Thank you. Go ahead.
So you just, partially you just talk about this. My question is, you mentioned in the class that for Indians, they are too attached to family life.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought that, do you think that Western lifestyle is more favorable for spiritual life? Because we see that in Western world, people, they are not really attached.
They are not, but they are attached with the sex.
Attached to the sex, yeah. But another way, if you look at the Indian lifestyle, they attach to mostly to the rituals, to the family members, on a bodily platform too.
But
right?
but that's what I'm saying. Their family is so strong. Mm-hmm. Family attachment is so strong that it's difficult for them. I'm experiencing, believe me, I'm experiencing. Mm-hmm. See? But at the same, but the point is that, and what it says in purport, either I do it voluntarily or forcefully, you're going to do any, forcefully you'll have to do it anyhow. Purport says, right? Today's purport it says. So, accept it. And it is good for it, ultimately it's for good. That's the point is that I'm supporting myself. I don't have full trust yet to surrender, whether I really I should surrender. Am I really going to be free for surrender? You see? I'm hesitant to surrender fully yet. After 40 years, 42 years, 45 years performing devotional service, but still it's like still within the heart is, and really I have to surrender? Isn't it? So that's where there is an external problem, so there is an internal problem. So internal problem is bigger than the external problem, believe me. And that's the internal problem is the one we have to. Everybody is fighting individually in their own with internal problem. All devotees. Outside I can make a show of anything like that. Wearing tilak and wearing the, you know, having japa mala in the neck and having the tilak. Internal problem is the one where we are fighting with. I am fighting with. But at the same time, you know that's gonna help me. By the all of your association, going on Rath Yatra, chanting Hare Krishna. Right, Madam Mandati?
To go last time.
So now?
But it got
So now is either it's going to be nice.
I'm not willing to surrender.
Could you repeat there? I couldn't hear.
I'm asking her to see. I'm encouraging her to come to Rath Yatra this Saturday. She said, I was gonna planning to come. Last time we had to postpone it because of the weather. So it's this Saturday. So she said she's not sure now.
No, I just said not sure. I said I'm not willing to surrender.
So surrender now, I'm telling you to surrender. Sisha Prabhu.
So follow up on your question. I mean, this is a great class. But I still have this question. So when you talk, when you're talking about the difficulties of family life to being an Indian or being in the West, right? When you talk about, so when you're talking about how you're dealing with it, were you speaking as someone from India or someone from the West?
I'm speaking, I'm neutral because my wife is American. Keep that in mind. I'm in this country, I'm in this country for the last 55 years.
So
I'm westernized completely.
So your realizations come from being an Indian or from being an American?
Both.
Okay, good. I'm like that. Okay.
Both.
I have to make a comment on this aspect about Indian and Western.
Yes.
Indians are too attached, and I think the problem in the West, maybe the East or West, everybody has a problem. Indians are too attached to the family, and they're very dutiful and whatever.
Mm.
And the West is, they're too irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
That detachment is not detachment, it's actually being irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
So they leave one situation for another. So that's the problem. Both sides have problem.
Dukhalayam Saswatam, ultimately that is the point. Doesn't matter whether you are in Western, you are in India, or in Japan, you are German, you are Russian. Wherever you are, Dukhalayam Saswatam. Just surrender. Okay? Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.